This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, September 25th. National Weather Service is closely watching two tropical systems in the Atlantic, and as of this afternoon, there's the potential for some kind of impacts on our area first of the week. NWS said this morning that forecasts for Umberto and what will possibly be Imelda are very fluid. Models show a wide variety of possible tracks. The storms are close enough to each other that they are expected to have some kind of impact on each other in the coming days, and that will affect the final storm track. Now, the best bet is to go ahead and be ready for some badly needed rain, check your emergency supplies, and be sure to follow meteorologist Christopher Cawley for all the latest. County and city officials began checking high water vehicles today in preparation of the storm. The sheriff's office said that it is also well stocked with emergency supplies. Friday has the potential for some severe weather that's unrelated to the tropical activities, and that's led to a change in schedule for football games. East Columbus will host Union tonight in the Swamp, and West Columbus will host Lakewood tonight at Cerro Gordo. Currently, South Columbus and Fairmont are still on tap for tomorrow. West Bladen and Whiteville have this week off, and we'll meet each other on the gridiron next Friday. East Bladen has also planning to have its game tomorrow night as well. Nathan McInnes was killed and his stepson is in critical condition after an argument turned deadly Monday in Chavern. Police Chief Ken Elliott said the two men were arguing when the dispute turned into a gunfight. The stepson sustained multiple gunshot wounds. He is in critical condition at New Hanover Novant. His name has not been released. Detectives arrested a Clayton man for the theft of 20 firearms from an old Cribtown Road home. Larry Christopher Norris, age 47, was arrested at his home in Johnston County. He's being held on a $6 million secured bond. He faces multiple counts of possession of a firearm by a felon and larceny of a firearm. We have more on this story on our website. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry announced his retirement Tuesday. Curry has been manager for the city of Whiteville since 2014, previously worked at Lake Waccamaw. He said personal health issues led to his decision. December 31st is going to be his last day. Southeastern Community College has appointed three new members to the Board of Trustees, retired educator and financial planner Brett Burroughs, retired educator and coach Michael Powell, and attorney Chris Russell were sworn into the board over the past couple of meetings. We have more about all three of the new trustees at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus Regional is hosting its tailgate for prostate Friday from 12:30 to 3 at Advanced Urology, located at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. You can enjoy free tailgate food and a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There'll be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol and A1C screenings, and more. Call 910-641-3662 for more. Also, on Saturday, Columbus Regional and the Partnership for Children will join forces with the George Henry White Center for their Fall Health Festival. There'll be bike raffles, Kona ice, food trucks, free health screenings, clinical breast exams, CPR training, and more from 10 until 1. Call 910-308-4252. The center is located at 4731 Farmers Union Road. The second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza is Saturday at Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free. It'll be a day-long, family-friendly fun and praise fest. Registration for the car show is $25. For more information, call 910-770-2168. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.